is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever?
Aloha. Yes, we were born to fly. I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on the respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change. In unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, 888-389-3452 or 877-489-6350. Direct lines, same area code is 530-776-5144 or 776-5154 and 413-4511. It is truly an honor to be with each and every one of you this great day. As many of you are aware of, today at 5:22 a.m. in the morning, we had a lunar eclipse. Energies and major wonderful blessings of transformation for each and every one of us on a personal level and globally. It is truly an honor to be with each and every one of you. I personally would like to invite you all to my show page with BBSRadio.com. As many of you are indeed aware of, I have a wealth of information about each of our guests on a weekly basis. Please take your time, explore the wealth of information that we have to offer each and every one of you. This is one of those great shows. It is so in tune with what is going on in our world today that I have been so excited and thrilled to share our guests this evening with each and every one of you. So take a moment, pull up your chairs, get out a notebook pad, because there is going to be a lot of insightful wisdom and empowering information that will be shared with each of you this evening. But before we invite our guests for this evening, let me have the opportunity to share a wealth of wonderful information about our guest. Her name is Elle Collar Ray. From the age of 7, she was awakened to divine word at 17, and a spiritual experience that increased the capacity and began her lifelong commitment to God-centered awareness. Elle awakened into unity consciousness in her early 20s. For the next 2 decades, her life evolved around prayer, meditation, Zen practice, and independent spiritual inquiry until her mind became fully accessible to the spirit of divine counsel. Elle is fully awake to the divine word and has become a bridge to the God mind within. She is a midwife to the soul, assisting all in bridging forth their prime design and path. Elle resonates to the quality of light of each person, responding empathically and telepathically to the nature of both human and soul, and bridging us to awareness. Let's all give our guest a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Elle.
Thank you.
It is an honor to have you with us.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
The introduction was very dear.
Well, you know, this show has been so blessed with so many incredibly, not only gifted on a spiritual level, but very talented as well. And the one of the most, one of the qualities I admire the most about each guest is their passion and their thirst for the people, being of the real divine service, and you are just one of those individuals.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So first and foremost, because as I was exploring the wealth of information about you, you were referring to the divine word. So, Elle, what does that necessarily mean for all of us, the divine word?
The word, in fact, we can see this in our everyday life, all action happens. So the word is that upon which creation ensues. It's the first creation, and from that creation, all else matters. All else moves and lives and has its resonant presence. So when we're talking about the word, I put a capital on it. I don't mean the lesser mind's words yet. I'm referring to upon that pure presence of what is so, all else can matter-of-factly come into trueness.
And find its, like that.
And find its completion.
Absolutely. So how is it that we are able, and you are able to assist us in bridging to the God mind within? Exactly what is the God mind?
I often love to suggest to all of us that we have a God level, that the primary I is not here. It's not exact to say it's the person we're pointing at when we touch our body. It's that which is the real, the essential presence, with or without body. It's still, it's kind of inaccurate to even try to talk about this in English, but in our wording we might call it the level through which all good happens, all real unfolds, all the prime action that is intended to be derived of full goodness. So I teach people to pay attention to the whole. I often interchange that with the holy, to the absolute whole that each of you are, or each of you is what I'd like to say. You is this.
Absolutely. And I understand what you're saying, Elle, because also what I feel like is some of us have actually used the terminology of becoming who we truly are, that state of beingness where all of us is in pure spirit, even when we're here anchored in the physical plane, because that's what we're all returning to. Isn't that correct?
This is what we are intended to return to. Whether
Absolutely.
We're all returning to it is a matter of just taking a look
I
at
understand
what the changes
that
are.
As well.
Yeah.
If you'll give me just a moment, Elle, I would like to invite our first caller on line 4 to the Universal Spiritual Connection. So, aloha, caller. Hello?
It's the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost, yes.
Hello.
Hello. Aloha. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Mark from New Hampshire.
Hi, Marcus from New Hampshire. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us. What thoughts would you like to share with us this evening?
I just think that it's really great that we have shows like ours where we are actually bringing in the highest of the creator consciousness vibrations to bring about the shifts and the changes for the planet Earth. But as you know, we are also assisting many other planets at the same time. which is really interesting to see how it's all interconnected and rejoining with our galactic brothers and sisters. I mean, it's just a wonderful experience, and to be consciously part of it is just incredible for all of us.
Absolutely.
But then again, we're still living in the duality, so it's like, okay, it doesn't have to be like this. Why is it still like this, you know? You know,
absolutely. So let me ask you this question, if I may, Marcus, is what are your thoughts on Bridge to the God Mind Within?
Well, I'm a firm believer in that because more or less that's what I've been teaching for years in my own way, is that, because I mean, I knew, I don't know, over 20 years that we all can connect with Source. We can all have our own personal relationship with Source. And the what gives our soul existence is the spark of God or Creator, whatever name you want to use, within our soul. So the more that we, instead of it being a little spark of Creator, let it grow and grow and grow with a more conscious awareness and integration so that we are a beacon and then an anchor of Source.
Okay.
And as you know, what I work with, we bring in the Creator consciousness from the higher universes on down through our soul, on down through all the dimensional aspects of our own multidimensional soul to this aspect of our beingness, bringing us back into that unified state of oneness with all, and just being that anchor to assist Mother Earth and all life.
Absolutely. So let's
and
give
the more
our,
that we,
all
the
of
more
our guests
that we
this
have.
Evening, Elle, a moment to share her own thoughts on of what you have shared with all of us. Elle, would you like to share your thoughts with Marcus?
I was wondering if there was a question. Did you call with a question?
Well, basically, you know, a lot of it is to support. All right, well, why don't I do this? I am open to, I bring in my oversoul to speak with you directly, my guides, and anything that comes to you, I'm open and receptive to whatever comes to you.
Ah. Okay.
I trust through the divinity within my soul to the divinity within yours, which we are all one. So I trust you.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. There are times like this evening when I am settled into more of a fold with all who are present for this call than the individuals, one by one. If there is a specific fascination that you would like to have some kind of draw from the style of being I am, that would be interesting. Everything that you're talking about, I can certainly just nod my head. That is a beautiful way to say what we are attending and what is supporting us as well.
Okay. Basically, as Ilani knows, is that we are all part of Creator, and working with, as Ilani knows, the sacred geometry from Multiverse Creator on down and connecting with each other, connecting with Mother Earth, with the holographic universe, and us being a conscious tool, if you will, on a multidimensional soul level to be that tool for Mother Earth and all creation. That is indeed a blessing in itself in sharing that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, one of the thoughts that I had as well is, you know, that's one of the areas that I've worked on is bridging to the God mind within myself. And It hasn't always been easy for me, especially when we're having, you know, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and even, you know, going through the shifts, there's a part of me, that ego self, that wants to resist and, no, it's got to be this way or my way, even though I may have all this knowledge or feel that I may have enough knowledge that should propel me to move forward. And so it's really nice to be able to have a deeper understanding how you're able to actually bridge bringing that together in unison with the God mind within ourselves, because that's where it lies, is within us. Right, Elle?
What we're needing to understand is that we have access to unity only if we let go of whatever our senses are having impinged inside of them through our habit mind, of course. So once we... There's, by the way, a fair amount of feedback on this line. But once we are paying attention to love and have interest in fulfilling the presence of good, then you might say the nervous system itself has a means to download the important truth in a very native way. We simply open our hearts and in comes the truth, capital T, the great
Absolutely.
Truth starts to resonate deeply within the beginning of love that doesn't have any interest in self-inclusion yet, just self fastened to the whole.
Ooh, I've got it, Elle. Oh, I needed to hear this, right, Elle? Absolutely. I love you for this. I really do. Well, Marcus, I want to thank you for calling the Universal Spiritual Connection. Lots of love and blessings to you. And we look forward to speaking to you again. Let's talk a little bit deeper about the unity, because I know that, and I'm sure you may be able to share a little bit more in depth with all of us this evening. You know, I've heard that we are now in the fifth dimension, and as time goes on, we are indeed anchoring more and more into the fifth dimension. And I know love is truly the empowerment, and I know that also, stepping into the fifth dimension, it's all about unity, no longer about the me, myself, and I. And can we dive into that a little bit deeper, Elle, and how that each of us and what we could be doing to really help us to connect on expanding that heart, that unconditional love, and be in total unison with the unity?
Let me give you a basic that everyone can see to, no matter what's happening in your day. The very first law of being supported and supporting the truth, being supported by and supporting the truth, is to open. The only thing that prevents us from being open is that we have attachments. If you start to trust that you are, as I started to say earlier, you are good. You are intended to be of that kind of goodness that isn't reactivating worries or hate or resentments, but is intended, in fact, to say, here I am, of what purpose can this moment, this hour together be for? How can I move enough out of the way of the greater reason for my being here, so that that pours through me and all that I am is sent accurately? Second, if we then start to ask, what is good? And we notice that we really don't know the answer. The next part is to say, I am willing to find out what I have not yet learned. I am willing to be shown the gate into the next level of understanding. When we do that well enough, when that surrender fulfills this mind with simplicity, quiet, and the elegance of having no thought in the way, then a greater responsiveness is created and downpouring of the holy begins. You'll be swept into such a transference of love to this realm that you'll notice that the gate is truly both awaiting you, and as if all you ever had to do was say yes and empty whatever you thought you had to hold on to during your transit from the earthy side of mind to the holy awareness. These are the basic start points. If you're very caring, it is simple for you to gather the, let's call it the spiritful inference that you are intended to be somehow involved in supplying generosity, compassion, basic, simple attitudes like that to every occasion. It almost seems as if all we ever had to do, in fact, was get out of our own way, and God, then the God level can work through every instrument, every person's heart. That's the prime instrument. Our mind can still get in the way, so it's far easier if we just say, whatever I try to do on my own, I know that I will be too small. I call forth the God presence to unite with this woman I am, this man I am, until I am washed free of self-reflection enough that the holy light works through me. This kind of active, I call it chatting with the God level, really starts to make the mind work differently. It listens eagerly. It awaits the end of self-motivated envy or whatever the mind has been burdened by. It looks forward to being recognized by the light of the true I am. And so it takes itself to be a safe harbor, a port for that holy light to come through, instead of the opinion side of mind only.
Ooh, yes.
With
yes.
me so far.
Yes, the yes, great the I am. Oh, yes. You bet I am. I'm with you, and I am listening and clinging on to every word that you are sharing with us this evening.
Thank you, Leilani.
I was really excited because I knew, you know, I've spoken a lot about the great I am. I share that information a lot of times, even after the ending of my broadcast of my radio show. And even I have at times said, do I truly understand and connect the magnitude of the great I am presence?
Let's just call the presence the great truth.
The great
oneness.
Truth.
The oneness that wonders when we're going to finally unplug our head and open up to it. As a woman here at our retreat center said, it's like taking the manhole cover off and we get out of the sewer. We climb
Absolutely.
Up to where we can actually be fortunately penetrated by the light itself, the light divine, the light that is plural and always impeccable.
It
we
is.
We usually get in the way because we have our myths, we have our wishes, and we have our hand-me-down thoughts that have been traveling with us for so long. We have the misfortune to not exactly understand how to pay attention to the brand new. Usually what comes is something we have read about, thought about, heard about from what I would call the lesser mind of others who also were traveling in a superstition or in an astral hope, and they missed the important fact of the surrender, the full acknowledgement of what I'd call a great duty to lessen all of the weaker part of the mind that's hoping to have itself shored up by the true nature of God presence in it. It's intricate because you will be shored up. You will be made whole. But when you no longer look for the evidence to make you feel rich and important and well-seen, well-fed, there's a little intricate shift that starts to happen where you suddenly are restored to the unity of your full I am. It is just then that all the traffic of the mind ends up sublimated under the ancient true love that manifests itself now accurately. So in a way, we're really talking about having a severance from self-focusing, and at the same moment that that ends, the great self enters. You could say it descends to this planet and takes up shop here.
Yes.
Quite a nice placement then.
Well, that leads me to the next question, because I've heard core self, the God essence within. Can you share what that means for all of us?
Well,
what is the core self?
That's what we're actually talking about, but let me see if I can give you another take on it. When you move away from whatever your habit mind has taken on, whether by genetics, by culture, by parents, by friends, by books, by astral traveling, by personal visits to the astral realm, that means. Whenever all of that finally is recognized as just mind chatter or mind creation, and you believe you can be resolved into just true symbiotic light that is at one with all that works in the behalf of its full, what we might call the full heavenly purpose line.
Yes.
There is an intact sending within you that you have finally returned to your natural state. The core is what has no substitute in the mind. In fact, it finally envelops the mind, overshadows the consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and the mind becomes supported and supporting of that core nature instead of trying to lead any longer from its other side of considering things from the senses, as I said, or its wish line.
You know, Al, Father God sent you, huh? I know we did. I'm smiling at him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for Elle. I knew I was going to learn a lot from you. I'd like to touch on, because I know that you have many people that come and work with you. Share your website with all of the listeners this evening and talk a little bit about the different opportunities that we all have to come and work with you or take one of your workshops.
We have a wonderful retreat center in Hood River, Oregon, which is just an hour from Portland, Oregon. It's called the Heart Gate Sanctuary. And the easiest way to access the website is through heartgatesanctuary.org. We have a place that is easy to reside in and enjoy the practice of the divine state of paying attention, We have many kinds of workshops here, and people as well come for personal retreats. I work with people individually who are sincere about motivating their awareness, and we can look at all the different ways that can occur, and also as well find out what might be needing to be figured out differently, or just some support for the whole well-being of your daily life. But at the Heartgate Sanctuary, you simply come to find out what it's like to go through the gate of self. It's kind of a funny term, isn't it?
Yes.
Through the gate of self. Because the self stands like a mirror, juxtaposing itself toward what it prefers, making itself sit side by side with the holy side. But in fact, it has to open itself up, so it's almost as if it trades places. It goes to the holy and dissolves there, and the holy, the real, the whole comes through and lives here. And this is the practice, in part, that we do here. We also have a lot of fun. We had a weekend about laugh until sane. So one of the things I help you understand is that it's not serious. You must have serious play. You must have serious pleasure in poking inside of the all-true consciousness to see what happens when you make fun of the way your life has gone. Almost, it's almost like that, just to sense that at the end, we're actually going to end up in a rapture where we turn around and love the entire experience. Actually, find out that our entire walk had a purpose of educating us to this level.
Yes.
And nothing is to blame. It all was showing us how to pay attention and how to forgive and how to get out of our way and how to help ourselves not mind the stranger getting in our way or our friend seeming to get in our way. Not minding it. Turning instead into a heartful acceptance of every event until something is shorn from our habit and we can listen differently.
Yes. I was just up in Oregon. My parents own a ranch up in Oregon, and the next time I go up, I'd like to come and see you, Al.
Wonderful.
It would be such a blessing to be able to spend some time with you. I did want to mention and invite all of the listeners for this evening, as I've also have posted some CDs as well up on my show page with bbsradio.com. Al also offers... you go ahead and tell us all about the CDs, because I know that you have two that I have wanted to share with the listeners. If you could maybe touch on each one of those, because I find that all of you may, if you're not able to go visit personally with Al or have the opportunity at this moment to participate in an event, I felt like you would find the CDs could be a very powerful tool for each of you. So, Al, I'll give you a moment to share about both of the CDs that you are offering.
Well, I will tell you about that, but I would also really refer you to taking a telelink so that we sit as we are right here by telephone and have a conversation together that is deeper and more experiential than just listening to the CD. The CDs are an introduction to how the telelinks go. But if you feel like joining that telelink, just let me know. You can reach me at elle@in-re.org. ineire.org. That's also our nonprofit. I'm sorry?
I'd also like to mention is that I have this information also posted on my show page as well. As you all know, I will keep that information up for a week. I'd like to encourage all of you to visit Elle's website. She's got a wealth of wonderful information. I personally am very excited that Elle has come onto the show to share her with all of us. And I just knew great things were going to be unfolding on this show this evening. And I'm so glad you're here, Elle. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like, if you would, go ahead and share your website information with us again.
You can go to heartgatesanctuary.org. I would love to have you travel with me there and get a feel for it, and give us a call if you feel like it.
So mainly for us to participate with the telelinks, what we need to do then is send you an email requesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. And I'll just send you the information to hook up. They're $15 a call, and that includes a download. And there's no commitment needed. You come as you can. Okay.
Well, Elle, you and I are going to be talking.
Thank you.
I'm going to actually participate. I just knew there it was important for me to connect with you, so I'd like to participate with you.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
That'll be divine.
Well, I've done a lot of research on you, and I was just, it didn't amaze me, but yet at the same time, I was quite amazed on the profound effects you've had with others that you've personally worked with. It was very refreshing for me to actually read a lot of the testimonials as well of the profound changes that these individuals have made. And let's face it, with our world, with a lot of different things going on, I know for myself, to me, taking care of self is the most important. It's the highest priority and investment that we can all make is with self.
You know, Leilani, you put a quote on your website that I said, and I'd like to just share this with the folks before the end of this show, that you have all been chosen. However, you have to finish by choosing. It is you now who are to choose. You know how the saying goes, many are called, but few are chosen.
That's correct.
It is only due to you not having finished the choosing. As soon as you choose, you shall be useful. Capital U.
Thank you, Elle, because I will actually do that. I have over 25 networks that I'm involved with where I have radio show pages up. And I, matter of fact, today I posted you and your information up on all these networks. And I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to actually use this quote. If it's okay with you, I'd actually like to post some further information as well of your great services that you have to offer.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's you're beautiful. Very welcome. Mm-hmm. We are getting close to the end of this show, and I do want to apologize, Elle. We got a late start in the show this evening. But before I give you this opportunity, I'd really, truly would really appreciate if you came back and shared more with us, with the show. Keep us posted on any events that you may have or when you're going to be in Arizona. I'd love to personally meet you. So let's do this again.
That would be a lovely thing. We can perhaps have a whole hour that time.
Absolutely. And I apologize to you, Elle, but I was also very grateful that we were able to connect with you, and I had the opportunity to share with you with all the listeners. But before we have to say good night to you, I know that there are many other things that you would like to share with us, and I'd like to give you this opportunity to do so.
The most important thing is that you forgive. So let me tell you about that word.
Oh, yes.
All is for the giving. There is not a single thing we can keep, not the air, not the food, not a thought. It doesn't stay. Everything keeps moving. If we know that, if we really put our full acceptance that all must move along, and we're not to be stayed and stilted and stuck in place at all ourselves, then we will flow where the Creator has promised itself to work itself all the way through to fulfillment of the holy design. Because of you opening up and letting the flow move along, God has the means to holy this realm. You give that possibility. Namaste, beloved.
Namaste. I've got a question with forgiveness, Al. Is it's important to forgive ourselves and then we're able to forgive others, or is it important for us to forgive others first and then ourselves?
There's no difference. What we're going to find out is that I can only be that I am when I have measured no one as against me, different in that meaning that I would compare myself to another. The forgiveness means really, ironically, that we are going to become one. We are going to activate that unity. We are going to be one with each other at a level that you can't even begin to understand or undertake with the average way we think about life and people. So we forgive by opening ourselves to the very moment of God right now, the very moment of the divine nature. Right this moment is where all God is. The only way to have that is to let go of everything that we're trying to describe or hang on to. Everything. This is the greater pronunciation of what it means. In the smaller version, what forgiveness is getting over our opinions so that the
yes.
truth can show up.
Yes. Ooh, I like that, Elle. I love that. Lots of hugs to you and many blessings
you.
To you as well. Real quick, if you'd share that website with us once again.
Just go to heartgatesanctuary.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, it's been a true honor, Al, and I personally invite you back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I will be talking to you, young lady. I'm mm-hmm. ready to move to another level, and I know that you're the person that's going to help me get there. So it's been exciting. And I feel very enriched and blessed to have been with you this evening. And I know that all my listeners as well of this show are very pleased as well. I've had wonderful comments. I personally want to thank our caller for this evening as well. So we would like to say good night to you, Elle, and be well and be blessed also. I also would like to remind all the listeners of the Universal Spiritual Connection, greatness starts with you. You are the authority and the empowerment of you, your worlds, and activities. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to others. Remember to let everyone around you know that they are loved by you, and remember to love yourselves. I want to send out lots and lots of love and hugs to each and every one of you. It's truly been an honor to be in the presence of each and every one of you. Good night to all of you, and God bless. God bless, Elle. Thank you.
God bless. Namaste.
Namaste.
Maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie.